morning once again, everyone. Ready to go for hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show on this Tuesday, the 18th day of July, 2023. It is a beautiful start weather-wise here at our studios on East Wausau Avenue in Wausau. Again, so much extreme weather, extreme temperatures around the country, but here in Wausau, got some clouds and 64 degrees as we start off our Tuesday. What can we expect weather-wise as we get towards the middle portion of the work week? Well, as we do each and every morning at this time, we're joined from Weatherology by one of their meteorologists. And today we're joined by Michael Carroll. And Mike, again, a beautiful start here in central Wisconsin. One of the best places, I think, in the United States to be right now with so much extreme temperatures and extreme weather.
Yeah, some of the nicest weather in the country, not dealing with the heat as they're dealing across the south, and some flooding rains across the northeast and some poor air quality over that way as well. Thankfully, our air quality will stay on the good side for today. That Canadian wildfire smoke mainly in the upper levels of the atmosphere, so maybe could see some thin haze out there for today, but still a nice day in store. A little bit warmer compared to yesterday, starting to inch back closer to average. We were quite a bit below average yesterday. I think we'll top off in the upper range of the 70s for highs for today, with a mixture of clouds and sunshine and some light northwest winds up to around 10 miles per hour. Still looking to stay quiet as well for tonight. Partly cloudy skies, overnight lows dropping back into the upper 50s. But as we get into the course of your Wednesday, as the frontal boundary begins to approach from the west, we do pick up a chance for some scattered showers and some thunderstorms by Wednesday afternoon, and becoming more likely then for your Wednesday night time frame. Trending even warmer there for Wednesday, back to some lower 80s for highs, and some much-needed rain headed on in for your Wednesday night. So right now, forecasting anywhere from a half to three-quarters of an inch of rainfall with the passage of that frontal boundary. Wednesday night, overnight lows dropping back to 62. Thursday still could have some lingering showers or thunder showers, the lingering into the morning time frame. I think by your Thursday afternoon, most of our listening area looking to dry things out, with highs easing back into the mid-70s. And then just some excellent weather for any outdoor plans to wrap up your work week on Friday. Abundant sunshine and very comfortable humidity-wise, with highs reaching up to 80. A few more hit-or-miss type shower and storm chances then returning into your weekend, but we'll still have some ample dry time for those outdoor plans once again. Saturday, a high of 83, and for Sunday, inching back closer to the mid-80s there. The Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
And Mike, again, you're talking about the rain coming in on Wednesday night. Yes. Half an inch to three quarters of an inch. That's much needed, significant rain. You talked about thunderstorms as well. Any chance of those thunderstorms being severe or anything along those lines?
It's looking pretty marginal at this point. We may have one or two storms that maybe could flirt with severe limits, some hail, some gusty winds there, but I don't think we're going to see a widespread severe weather outbreak. So definitely some good news. Fingers crossed we don't see too much in the way of severe weather, but definitely do pick up some nice soaking rain.
Okay, Mike, again, thank you for the information. Have yourself a great day.
You too. Have a good one.
Right now in Wausau at our studios on East Wausau Avenue. Again, a lovely start here this morning. Got some cloud cover, but 64 degrees is the temperature. The winds are out of the west at 6 miles per hour. The dew point is 54 degrees. Relative humidity of 70%. The barometer stands at 29.97 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. I am Chad Holmes. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online, of course, on bullfallsradio.com through mobile devices. Just search out WXCO, and the best way perhaps to get it would be through the Civic Media app. Again, well, we've just recently upgraded the app. It's even better than it was before. Civic Media app, just go to your app store, search out Civic Media, and then download it. Be able to listen to Bull Falls Radio wherever you are. Have podcast pages, everything you'll need, all on the Civic Media app. The time is now 9:11. We are coming up in just 4 minutes. We'll be joined by Todd Alba, the host of the Todd Alba Show. Again, he used to be right in this time frame, and then I used to be in the afternoon, but we flipped things around. Really been enjoying the new schedule over the last month or so here on Bull Falls Radio and on the Civic Media Radio Network. But Todd, you can hear each and every weekday from 1 until 3 p.m. Of course, looking again at our schedule, when I'm done here, we start off, of course, from 6 till 8 Up North News with Pat Kreitloy. I did my weekly shot with him late in his program, but they're on from 6 until 8 Up North News. Then this program from 10 until noon, Kristen Bride, Jane Matiner, As Goes Wisconsin. Then our news segment from noon until 12:15. The Civic Media News team gives you everything you need to know. News, weather, sports from 12 until 12:15. Then from 12:15 until 1 o'clock, it's Town Call. And from 1 till 3, Todd Alba. From 3 until 4, Matt Flynn Direct. Of course, the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 with Crudy and Dom. And then the Maggie Dawn Show from 6 until 7. So again, a terrific schedule. Keep it right here from morning until night on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230, and on the Civic Media Radio Network. The time is 9:12. We're going to take a quick 2-minute timeout and then hook in with Todd Alba. We'll talk to the host of the Todd Alba Show coming up next. I'm Chad Holmes on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. With you again here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and of course on the Civic Media app. Again, the Civic Media app, you get anything and everything across the Civic Media Radio Network. And of course, you can get the podcast of all your favorite shows, this one, and also I'm sure you spent a little time going back and tuned in to the Todd Alba Show. And Todd Alba used to be on in this time frame, but now in the afternoons from 1 until 3 here on Bull Falls Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network. And very happy to welcome back to this program the aforementioned Mr. Todd Alba. Todd, good morning.
Well, Chad, good morning to you. I'm absolutely thrilled to be here on a beautiful morning, at least down here in Madison. I'm hoping it's blue skies in Wausau and Bull Falls as well.
It is gorgeous out here today as well, and we're very lucky because a lot of extreme weather, extreme temperatures all around the country, and my thought is everybody's going to be moving to north central Wisconsin pretty soon when they see the kind of mornings and the temperatures we got here, because it's scary stuff out there, isn't it, around the country?
I know. I mean, I've talked to friends about this before. There was an article, and I wish I could remember who it is, but between my age and COVID, I think it's all kind of washed away, but I remember reading an article years ago talking about the donut hole. And basically, if you kind of look at Chicago and the Twin Cities and you know, the Quad Cities, everything, there's kind of this hole in the donut where there isn't a lot of light pollution, relatively speaking. There isn't a lot of bad air quality, except when Canada catches on fire. And there's not like a lot of the hurricanes. And it's basically north central, south central, southwest Wisconsin is kind of this God's country where the quality of life, at least in terms of natural elements, is just nearly pristine, and we're so fortunate to live in that area.
I think people sometimes think that when folks are, you know, on a radio network, I know that people have talked about, you know, sometimes they're all telling each other what to talk about. Well, yesterday, but that's not the case. But the thing about it, yesterday, I talked a little bit about no labels, and then I tuned into your show, and you were talking about it. I thought, hey, I'm on to something good here if Alba's talking about it as well. But I really like the fact that you brought it up, and also because I am a huge history buff, and you talked a little bit about third parties in history and all along those lines. But I think that is a topic that I know it was talked about on Upfront on Sunday. That kind of got into my head. But as we get into the cycle, we're getting close to the cycle of 2024, this is starting to become, I think, more of an issue, and it could perhaps become a rather significant issue here in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, it is, and before I get into that for a second, I feel like I'm always, you know, being in the afternoon, I'm not sure how you felt about this being in the afternoon, but now that I'm in the afternoon, I feel like I always have to try to work harder to bring something fresh, because one of the things I like about the morning, you're kind of the person that kind of like either breaks or first reports some of this stuff. And now by the time I get the afternoon, I mean, you're on top of it. Krista Bryan's on top of it. Pat Kreitler's on top. You know, it's like the third or fourth rerun here for Toddy in the afternoon.
What so, new perspective I mean, can you bring, right?
right, exactly. But, no, the so-called, well, No Labels Party yesterday released something they're calling the Common Sense Agenda. And I think you probably talked about it. I thought guys like Joe Lieberman and Dick Gephardt, I think when they first released this or thought of it, I think there were some good intentions there. But subsequently, as you know, what's happened is the big funders of this, the money people, are now basically mega Trump folks. And they have stated in papers that have been released that essentially, there, if it's Joe Biden and Donald Trump, the two nominees, which for all intents and purposes we believe it will be, they're going to move ahead. And really the goal here is to siphon off enough conservative Democratic votes and moderate Republican votes in order to, that would normally go maybe to Joe Biden and put Trump in the White House in 2025. And that's a very dangerous prospect.
One aspect I kind of talked about that maybe was a little bit outside of the basic story, and you hit it on the head in terms of, you know, what they were talking about and the funding, is where is the center of American politics right now? Because when you talk about Donald Trump and Joe Biden is basically equal in terms of to the left and to the right, I do not accept that premise one bit. You got a man on the right who is talking about authoritarian government. Basically, as there was a story yesterday I mentioned that if Trump wins, him and some other folks on the right have already talked about taking away power from all sorts of government agencies and basically putting it all under Donald Trump's roof in the White House. And the idea that Joe Biden is the far left of the Democratic Party is completely false in itself. The whole idea, the way they've been talking, I saw it on Up Front again with the national spokesperson. Oh, people don't like Trump. People don't like Biden. So we're going to come in and fill the middle. It feels as though the center is moving further and further to the right with thoughts like that.
I think it's just a really interesting question and topic to kick around. And we've talked about it on our show with Trigby Olson, who, of course, grew up in River Falls, Wisconsin, was a longtime political operative, went on to work on the national and, you know, helped run John McCain's presidential campaign, among others. And then, like me, left the Republican Party, and now he's a senior advisor for the Lincoln Project. He'll be on tomorrow. We kick this around. I think Trigby is right. I think what you're getting at is kind of spot on as well. I mean, I grew up in Richland Center, which is in southwest Wisconsin. And I think that we kind of call them the Katy Perry dad. Dads of a certain age, 40s or 50s, that have daughters that are listening to Katy Perry. And, you know, they're not far left guys. I mean, they like to hunt. They might not be AR-15 owners, but they like their 30-06 or their 22s. I have both of those weapons and enjoy some bird hunting now and again myself. They like to grab a beer and just hang out with the country music. But, you know, they don't want the government telling their teenage daughter, God forbid she should be raped, whether or not she can get an abortion or not. And I think that the Republicans have just gotten out too far over their skis, to use your term, from a guy who spent some time out in the desert, I know from social media, overplayed their hand. And, you know, for years they wanted the holy grail of overturning Roe v. Wade. They finally got it, the Republicans did. But I think that is alienating them from a place they could clean up, which is places like Wausau and Merrill and north central Wisconsin and over in Richland Center and western Wisconsin. You know, you're right. I think in some ways it has moved a little further to the right in terms of the middle. But you can't go too far. You can't be telling, women what they could do with their bodies. And I just don't think that people want more government interference. And that's what guys like Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump, you're right, that story of the New York Times by Maggie Haberman outlined that, hey, Trump gets in there again, he's not going to listen to guys like Reince Priebus, who were his first chief of staff from Wisconsin, that said, you know, Mr. President, the law doesn't allow you to do that. Because he's going to look at him and say, you know what, boys, we tried that once. How did it work out? I'm doing it my way. And he's just going to ignore it, and authoritarianism is what's going to rule and not democracy.
And something else I'd like to see more of when they speak to folks from No Labels, and I use it as an example the Sunday discussion on Upfront is we got to find out where they stand on issues. Much of what we talk about with politics, I try not to fall into that rabbit hole where we're always talking about what does it mean politically? What does it mean in terms of the polls? What does it mean about the roadmap to victory? I think, you know, we have to find out what do they stand for? And also, something that I was mentioning is I don't hear them talking about running full slates of congressmen and senators and everything else. If say, like their spokesperson said on Sunday, there is a roadmap to victory in the Electoral College. That's what we're hoping for. You have to work with people in the Congress. And it's not good enough to say, well, we're going to work with everybody. No, you have to have policies. Who are you going to be angling towards? Who are you going to be working with? And again, too much of what we talk about when it comes to politics is horse race. When I want to get these people on and say, what are your positions on women's reproductive health care? What are your thoughts on tax policy? What are your thoughts on foreign policy, i.e. Ukraine? I mean, that whole discussion was about horse race politics, and we have way too much of that, in my opinion, at least.
Yeah, I agree. I think you're getting right at the heart of it, Chad. And in my opinion, as a 30-year former Republican, I left the party in 2011 over voter rights issues. My opinion is that the Republicans know, people like Brian Schimming, who is the chair of the state Republican Party of Wisconsin, who I know, he's not a dumb guy. Mm-hmm. And he understands that things like extremism on women's reproductive and health rights, extremism on government interference, that's not going to get you to 50+1. They also understand that if you look at the economy right now, and you know, they're calling it Bidenomics right now, the economy by and large is doing well. Of all the major democracies in the world, the U.S. is handling inflation the best, coming down. Gas prices compared to last year are down. The economy is doing much better than people had hoped, or on the Republican side, because they wanted to use it against Biden. So they can't talk about economic issues without it reflecting poorly against Republicans. So they're going into all this cultural war stuff, you know, whether it's, you know, this big thing with Wisconsin Republicans now attacking, you know, say they have to put forth bills to deny transgender kids from playing in high school sports. I believe, you know, high school sports mm-hmm. much better than me. I believe, if I'm correct, according to WIAA, there have been two cases, certainly less than five, in the entire state of Wisconsin where a transgender kid has applied to play. These are not, you know, transgender kids taking, quote unquote, the spot away from your kid on the football or basketball team. They are courageous youth who just want to be who they are and live their life and be happy. This is not a major issue in Wisconsin, and Republicans are trying to gin it up, and they're trying to take our attention away from the economy that's doing well mm-hmm. and put it into this divisiveness, like, you know, transgender athletes or women's reproductive rights, and I think they're wrong on both of them.
Again, we're talking to Todd Alba, Todd Alba Show, 1 to 3 p.m. here on Bull Falls Radio and Civic Media. Let me touch real quickly on one of the big stories last week, Waukesha schools, because I think it's, again, we're talking about these kind of issues and the whole rainbow land. One thing that jumped out to me about that story, and I think it was covered on a lot of different levels on Civic Media, is the fact that the decision to fire this first grade teacher was on a 9-0 vote. Mm-hmm. That surprised me in a sense that there's not one person on that board that saw what you call the folly of the ways here. What does that say in a sense too? Because is it basically that we are at this point where there's a 9-0 vote in Waukesha, you know, basically in the, obviously Civic Media knows Waukesha exceptionally well. I found that to be interesting. Did you take anything away from that aspect of the story that maybe, because I didn't hear a lot of talk about what that meant, because sometimes you have a Supreme Court ruling, it would be a 5-4, and sometimes a 7-2 or 9-0. And in that case, it was a unanimous vote to fire a teacher who on her own time said that decision was wrong. You know, what was your take on that part of the story? I was kind of curious about that.
I think it's a great, you know, thing that I get to talk about. This teacher, so if those don't know, she was a choir teacher. It's a Dolly Parton and her goddaughter, Miley Cyrus, wrote a song called Rainbow Land. It talks about getting along. Basically, wouldn't it be like kind of utopia if we all lived in a rainbow land where we got along? School board or the superintendent said, nope, can't sing the song because it talks about rainbows, and we think that signifies support for LGBTQ kids.
Divisive.
She went,
Divisive. That's what they say.
Right, right,
divisive.
Right. Get along. Divisive. So the teacher, as you said, on her own time, tweets or puts on social media, hey, I don't agree with this. The school board, as you said, 9-0, votes to fire her. I believe it means two things, Chad. A, they've been politically whipped, the school board has, by the conservatives to don't you dare oppose this. So they're really not independent. Number two, I think, you know, as they say in Star Trek, by the book. And by the book, it's my, I haven't seen it, but it's my understanding that the district has a policy that employees cannot put anything about the district, even in their personal time, which, of course, is a result of Act 10, which is a whole other bottle of wine or cup of coffee. But, you know, so there's First Amendment issues here that go along with this. So she wasn't technically fired for having her kids sing a song about rainbows. It was because she violated a supposed district policy, which may or may not be constitutionally correct. Two things. We had one of the parents call into our show, David, I believe, from Waukesha, who had it on tape or recorded a conversation with the superintendent. I believe, if I'm correct, the Washington Post picked this up and published it as well. The superintendent of Waukesha allegedly said to this parent, it's, quote, this is about getting the rainbow stuff gone, or this is about getting rid of the rainbow stuff, unquote. And so here's my question. Do I have a minute left?
You got as much time because, doggone it, I have flexibility that you don't have.
Oh, that's right. That's a beauty. I have these hard breaks I got to
hit. I know.
Here's my question, Chad. Is I grew up a good United Methodist. My faith is still important to me. I think there's a lot of folks in North Central Wisconsin that are good church-going folks. And this time of year is when a lot of kids will be going to vacation Bible school. I went to vacation Bible school. I helped teach vacation Bible school. You know what? One of the central themes of a lot of vacation Bible school campuses, it's Noah's Ark. You teach the kids about Noah's Ark. And one of the main core tenets of Noah's Ark is at the end, of course, when Noah and his family and the animals are spared by God in the Ark, God, you know, sends a rainbow as a promise. And rainbows are essential in the Christian faith as an ultimate and eternal promise to Christians. And a lot of these kids would make rainbow T-shirts. They do it in paint or rainbow fingerprint things. So when these kids, these good Christian kids in Waukesha, come back in the fall from summer vacation Bible school with their rainbow T-shirts from vacation Bible school talking about Noah's Ark, is the school board going to tell those kids they can't wear those rainbow T-shirts? That's the question I want to know.
I know.
I mean, I tell that story because, you know, it's a little tongue-in-cheek, but I think it points out how hypocritical and ridiculous this whole policy is. Rainbows are not a quote-unquote gay thing. You know, there's no indoctrination. And again, this is the Republican, not the good folks that, you know, might just be, you know, go vote Republican in Wausau or wherever. These are the Republican leaders in Madison and the Republican leaders nationally not having, to get back to your point, real ideas about how we can help people out in their daily lives. They take these cultural warfare issues. And by the way, Paul Ryan, former Speaker of the House from Wisconsin, congressman, has been on CBS Mornings here about a month ago or so, 3 weeks ago, and said he's tired of it. That he won't go along with this cultural war stuff. Paul Ryan will not be at the Republican convention in Milwaukee next year if Donald Trump is the nominee. So my question again to people in North Central Wisconsin, Republicans like Tom Tiffany, that supposedly wants to run for a U.S. Senate. You know, are you Congressman Tiffany, are you with Paul Ryan or are you with Donald Trump? Because you can't be with both.
I think we know what the answer to that question is.
Right.
It reminds me back when he was running the first time. He was running to replace Sean Duffy after he had resigned in a special election. His whole campaign was about being a solid Donald Trump vote. So he's been there from the beginning. So very interesting. And also, one final thought when you're talking about the rainbow is it's interesting how certain symbols in our country become identified with one point of view, that the idea of the rainbow, which really is universal, and also the American flag. I often think about that, where for some reason, the American flag has become this symbol of conservatism, which is, I just think, completely false. Patriotism is not a conservative point of view. And I mean, you could open up that can of worms, but it's just really interesting that certain symbols that are truly universal somehow become identified with one point of view or another. It's
yeah, I'm on board with you. I have an American flag that was my grandparents. It only has 48 stars. It predates Hawaii and Alaska. I had it on the back of on the set of our show during Memorial Day and the 4th of July. And yeah, I'm part of the kind of reclaim the flag movement that it should. We talked about this, I think, on the 4th of July show, our show. And we had, I don't know, a dozen people call in, both Republicans and Democrats. And it was the one thing, Chad, to give us some hope here this morning. It was really cool. Everybody that called into the show that day agreed that the flag should not be partisan, that it should be strictly an American symbol. And so I thought, you know what? Hey, there's some hope that we can at least all agree that the American flag should represent all of us and not a political ideology.
And to put a period on it, I think that's exactly right, that what you said, that I think a lot of people are starting to feel that, hey, there's a lot of different areas that need to be a together idea as opposed to a separate idea. So I agree with that.
Yep.
Finally, a 1-3 today. Anything you want to tout about your show today?
We're going to talk a little bit about this AI stuff. I saw it this morning breaking a little bit that apparently in Iowa, the Ron DeSantis PAC Political Action Committee is now running an ad against Donald Trump where they have used AI and created something that sounds like his voice to attack the Iowa governor, Joni Ernst. She's governor senator down there.
Kim Reynolds. So, I think it was the governor.
No, who's Ernst?
Joni Ernst. Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, it's an interesting topic, I think, to talk about AI as it kind of starts to infest political campaigns. And we're also going to have Josh Mills. He's the author of the Ernie Kovacs books and the host of Rarefied Air podcast. So he's going to be on the show in hour number two.
Very interesting. AI scares me to death, to be honest with you.
Oh, it really me too. Does. Scares the crap out of me.
I'll be tuned in. So, Todd Olbath. Hey, Todd, again, really appreciate you coming on board here.
Appreciate you, Chad, and thanks to all those good folks in Bull Falls listening to us, and hopefully they keep on listening to you because you guys do a great job up there talking specifically about Central Wisconsin issues, and it's more local we can get, the better we are.
Absolutely. Todd Olbath, again, 1 to 3 p.m. today here on Bull Falls Radio and the Civic Media app. We're going to take a time out, come back with more. The time is 9:36. Good morning. Beautiful morning, 63 degrees here in central Wisconsin. More to come on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Radio 98.9 and 1230, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, thanks to Todd Olbath for joining us. Very lucky, as I've talked about the fact that coming up in 2 weeks, we'll be celebrating 1 year of Bull Falls Radio, 1 year since Civic Media purchased WXCO Radio and flipped us to a Bull Falls Radio. Very lucky that so many of the folks with Civic Media, and I put Todd Olbath right there near the top, are just good guys, good people, good ladies. I mean, really fun people to work with, work for, and you hear it on the air, but you also hear it off the air if you're in my position. You really are fortunate to work with a good group here at Civic Media, and appreciate Todd, who has a show later on today, spending a few minutes talking with us here today. Well, if you're looking for something to do tonight here in central Wisconsin, not one, but two. It's a beautiful day. Let's play two. Wausau Woodchucks in action. Woodchucks are in a tight battle right now in the second half of the Northwoods League season in their division. And tonight, starting at 5:05 at Athletic Park in Wausau, the Woodchucks, a doubleheader against the Battle Creek Battle Jacks. I've never heard of the team called the Battle Jacks, but Battle Creek is the Battle Jacks. And the Woodchucks will play not one, but two tonight at Athletic Park, a pair of seven-inning games. And looking at the division, the Great Lakes West Division, the Wausau Woodchucks are in a very tight battle in the second half of the season. The Madison Mallards are currently in first place at 8-6. The Woodchucks are just one half game behind at 7-6. Then another half game behind at 7-7 are the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters and the Lakeshore Chinooks. And then another half game behind, just a game and a half out of first, at 7-8 is the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. And even the last place team, the Green Bay Rockers, who are three games back at 5-9, are still very much in it. So all six teams still very much in the battle of the Great Lakes West Division. Of course, in the Northwoods League, they have two halves of the season, the first half and the second half. If you win the first half, you automatically get to the playoffs. The Woodchucks were just one half game behind in the first half, so they did not get that first half division title. So now they'll have to win the second half division title in order to earn a spot in the playoffs. Unless the team that won the first half title wins the second half, then the second place team with the best record overall will move on to the playoffs. So again, lots to play for the Wausau Woodchucks. Beautiful Athletic Park and a great opportunity to go out and enjoy the terrific weather tonight, starting at 5:05 Woodchucks Twin Bill against the Battle Creek Battle Jacks. Milwaukee Brewers were off yesterday. The Brewers are two games ahead of the Cincinnati Reds in the National League Central Division. Last night, Cincinnati was in action. The Brewers were off, but Cincinnati was in action. The Reds were tied with San Francisco in the top of the eighth inning, 2-2, when the rains came. And normally, when a game is past the fifth inning, it's an official game. But in this case, the game was tied. So they were rained out. The Giants had runners on second and third with one out in the top of the eighth inning of a 2-2 game, and they will continue that game before the regularly scheduled game tonight in Cincinnati. Meantime, the Brewers, they will be in Philadelphia starting a series against the Phillies. Brewers looking to stay red hot. Milwaukee's won four games in a row, including a three-game sweep on the road against the Reds over the weekend. The pitching has been stellar, but some bad news for the Brewers. The Journal Sentinel and our very own Civic Media sports reporter Mike Clemens is reporting that lefty Wade Miley is going on the disabled list. And Miley, coming off a good start his last time out, has been battling some left arm issues during the course of the season. And Miley will be going on the 15-day injured list due to soreness in his left elbow. He was scheduled to start tomorrow night against the Phillies. So that's tough news. The Brewers have been battling some pitching issues throughout the course of the season. And despite all that, the pitching still continues to be outstanding. And the Brewers two games up on the Reds in the NL Central. So, boy, if the Brewers could be totally healthy with their pitching, they got, you'd call it scary good. I really feel like this team has some of the pieces, not only to make the playoffs this season, but to make a deep run in the postseason, because so much about the postseason is having the best pitching. And I think when you look top to bottom, both the Brewers' starting rotation and their relief corps, if they are healthy, they have as good a pitching staff as anybody, and the offense has been showing some signs of life. And the Brewers, the offense was struggling for much of the first half, but starting to get, I think, going a little bit, and that's one reason they've been able to rally past the Reds back into first place in the NL Central. So again, that's our sports report. And quickly note as well, we are 1 month away from opening night of the high school football season. Today is July the 18th. Well, on August the 18th, doubleheader football here on Bull Falls Radio, the Wausau West Warriors will open up their season in Superior, taking on the Spartans. I will be with the Warriors for that long road trip, and Tom Weaver will have the Marathon Red Raiders in action at Rib Lake Prentice, also 1 month from tonight on August the 18th. The Newman Catholic football team opens their season on August the 26th. But as we get closer and closer to the opening of the high school football season, a reminder that we cannot continue to cover high school football at the level that we do without the support of our sponsors. And we would love to have you become a sponsor of high school athletics, Wausau West, Newman Catholic, and Marathon here on Bull Falls Radio. Again, we are very proud that we are the only Wausau radio station that still
covers on a play-by-play basis high school sports. And we are excited. I am very excited, counting down the days until August the 18th. But if you are interested in getting more information on how your business or how you as an individual can become a sponsor of high school athletics on Bull Falls Radio, our civic media sales team is on the call at 608-949-8989. Again, that's 608-949-8989. Grab that pen, grab that pencil, grab that piece of paper. I'll give it to you one more time in just a moment. But again, the support that we get is outstanding. I mean, we are so appreciative of those who have been on with us for so many years. I mean, Sun Printing is one that I like to talk about because I've been doing Warrior and Cardinal sports since 2001. And Sun Printing has been on every year I've been here. I don't know how many years before that they were on, but they've been on forever, and they are back on board again this year. They have been one of the outstanding supporters of our broadcast for decades. And we can't do it without people like Sun Printing, and we can't do it with people like you. So again, if you are a business owner or know of a business or as an individual interested in learning more, there are different options. You can, you know, you don't have to, you know, we are not asking for an arm and a leg here. We have different options for you to show your support of our high school sports broadcast. So again, call our civic media sales team at 608-949-8989. That's 608-949-8989. The time is 9:49. We got one more segment to go. We'll have our daily history lesson. Yep. Find out about what some famous events that occur on this date in history, some celebrity birthdays, and a whole bunch more. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The day is the 18th of July of 2023. Some famous events have occurred on this date in history. Back on July 18th of 1969, after a party on Chappaquiddick Island, Senator Ted Kennedy from Massachusetts drove his car off a wooden bridge into a tide-swept pond, and his passenger, Mary Jo Kopechne, died. On this date in 1976, in Montreal, 14-year-old Romanian gymnast Nadia Comăneci collected the first perfect 10 ever recorded at the Olympic Games. At the 76 Games, she would get six more perfect scores, three gold medals, a silver, and a bronze. On this date in 1984, Beverly Lynn Burns became the first female Boeing 747 airline captain in the world. On this date in 1999, while looking for drugs in the trunk of a car in Lawrence, Kansas, police found Joe Stout's brain. A high school teacher in Coffeyville, Stout had kept the brain in a large jar in the science classroom. It had disappeared a year earlier. On this date in 2013, Detroit filed for bankruptcy to become the largest U.S. municipality to become the largest U.S. municipal bankruptcy at $18.5 billion. Famous quote from this date in 2015, July the 18th of 2015, in an interview, Donald Trump said Senator John McCain wasn't a war hero. Trump said, quote, "He's not a war hero. He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you," end quote. Classy as always, Donald Trump. And on this date in 2019, one of the world's earliest mosques at 1,200 years old was discovered by archaeologists in Israel's Negev Desert.
some famous people that are celebrating birthdays today. Actor James Brolin. James Brolin, also the husband of, my brain is freezing up here. Barbara Streisand. Sometimes getting old and the brain freezes up. But James Brolin, Barbara Streisand's husband, is 83 years old. Richard Branson turning 73 today. Actor Margot Martindale of Sneaky Pete and the Americans is 72. Actor Elizabeth McGovern of Downton Abbey turning 62 years old today. Talk show host actor Wendy Williams is 59 years old today. Reality guy Jim Bob Duggar is 58. Actor Vin Diesel turning 56 years old today. Director Joe Russo from four of the Marvel films, also Community and Arrested Development, is 52. Actor Kristen Bell from Frozen and The Good Place is 43. Actor Priyanka Chopra Jonas of Quantico, also married to Nick Jonas, is 41 years old today. Actor Chase Crawford of Gossip Girl is 38. And if you out there celebrating your birthday today, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being celebrated today. It is Hug Your Kids Day. Well, that should not be a special day, should it? That should be every day. Hug Your Kids Day. It is also Insurance Nerd Day. It is Sour Candy Day. Nelson Mandela International Day. That is because today is the 105th anniversary of the birth of the great Nelson Mandela. He was born on July the 18th of 1918. So 105 years ago today, Nelson Mandela was born. And today is Nelson Mandela International Day. And it is also World Listening Day. So that is a look at some special events. Well, that's going to wrap things up for this Tuesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Thanks again to Todd Alba for joining me. Tomorrow, in the first hour, we'll be joined by Bob Look for the 8 o'clock hour. Talk about what's going on. And then at 9:15, we'll have our biweekly visit concerning the Grand Theater and the Performing Arts Foundation. Sean Wright usually joins us, but I think Sean is going to be away again tomorrow. But we will still talk about the Grand Theater and the Performing Arts Foundation, let you know what is going on concerning the Grand Theater. So that will be coming up tomorrow at 9:15. Stick around. CBS News at the top of the hour. Brittany Merlot as well with the Civic Media WXCO news update. And then from 10 till noon, it is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Matinere. Have yourselves a great rest of your Tuesday and keep it right here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.